We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
We need a parenting consortium here. When is it okay to give your kids caffeine? I'm just wondering, did you get caffeine when you were a kid?
I didn't know.
That's not true.
I didn't drink soda or coffee.
Really?
I thought you drank Shasta.
No.
Or Fanta.
Tasted it, but I never, on a regular
consistent.
Your
parents didn't give you soda?
I know, weird, right?
You were a rich kid.
Yeah, we never drank soda. And we never took, to be my sister, never took to soda or coffee.
I think Fanta is caffeine-free. Usually orange soda and root beer and Sprite and like the light
I've
sodas
had
are caffeine-free.
Sodas. Yeah, I've had them all. So
You've had them all now, but you didn't have them as a child?
That's so weird.
I had them when I was a child. Now I will not drink them.
See, that's, wow.
When did you start drinking caffeine then? Like, I know you, no kid wants coffee. That's not true. Now kids want coffee.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you.
They do.
You see them every morning lining up, dropping kids off at school. You mentioned one time that if you cannot see a kid without a coffee.
It's like being the kid when we were young who had Jordans or who had like the cool Izod shirt as opposed
this is status.
To, it's 100%
absolutely.
Status.
Mm.
And their parents want their kids to have status with their coffees.
Like you should try, if school in your hood, it, like the bell rings at 8:30, you should not go anywhere near the Starbucks near the school for like an hour on the one side of that. Cause it's a flipping zoo.
I used to go to Starbucks before class. And I knew I would be late, so I would text my teacher. Like,
and
hey,
say, what do you want?
What do you want? And then I'd get them coffee.
What?
And that would get, and they would not tardy you.
Yeah.
What? I'm dead serious. It's weird. And I'm talking about, I don't think I saw it at elementary school, but middle school for sure, which is how old? Like 10?
Yeah.
11?
Yeah.
11?
But it's always
11?
From a place. They're not bringing it in a thermos or making it at home.
You walk in with a Yeti of your own, you're not getting in with it. One, the teachers aren't going to, because they're going to think you've got, you know,
that's true.
You're Steven it with a vodka soda or whatever. But like, it's definitely a badge of honor.
Yeah.
I just, it's almost like a cell phone. Like, what's the age when you let your kids do it? And it, like, the age. For some reason, I feel like coffee, you should wait longer. But like now that I think about it, I remember getting like soda pop when I was very young.
It doesn't stunt your growth like the big threat always was.
Are you sure? Because look at me.
No, that was from an airplane door.
No, that was like later, but like, it could have
stunted you.
Well, that's why I never drank coffee. Cause I always heard coffee stunted your growth. And I was a basketball player. I wanted to be as tall as possible.
Right.
I was still drinking soda. I didn't realize it was the caffeine that was supposed to, I thought it was just coffee did it. I didn't know.
How old were you when you were drinking soda?
I mean, we always had diet caffeine free soda at the house.
What's the point? It's like drinking near beer. I just want to get fat and get nothing, no other useful.
Don't want the buzz.
I want the chemicals that kill you and none of them that make you feel good.
Not much. Well, so I grew up kind of drinking that, thinking that was, oh, this is good. This diet caffeine free Mountain Dew is pretty good. But then when I would go to a friend's house when I was probably 6 or 7 and had the real stuff, the uncut stuff, and it was game over at that
What'd you get?
Like just soda, Mountain Dew, Pepsi.
You got
Coke.
Dew when you were 6?
Probably, yeah, around there. But then
doing meth in middle school. Are you kidding me? A 6-year-old on Mountain Dew.
Well, let me ask you this. You have your triple pump coffee thing.
Yes.
Is that equivalent to one can of soda for T-Hack or is that?
I don't know. Triple shot of espresso is probably, I don't know how many milligrams. Because I also drink like a Red Bull. Which is like 100 milligrams, I think, of caffeine. I know people who take caffeine pills in addition to sodas.
I should try that.
No.
I'm serious. If you're tired of the packing the calories on with all the coffee you got to drink, the caffeine pills are apparently the way to go. Although, like, I don't like it because I feel like I'm falling forward.
So why don't we give the kids pills then? So they're not walking around with crap in their hands.
The problem is, like, I don't know where you get caffeine pills. So what the friend that I know that was doing the equivalent was doing Sudafed instead. Please, kids, don't try this. And Sudafed's one of the ones where you have to give your ID at the counter. And so they started to get like a little red flag at all the pharmacies around town because they were buying too much and they thought they were making meth. So then I would have to go buy Sudafed. And then they were like, I would buy the 24 hour because I'm like, here you go. This I got you the better one. And they were mad because the 24 hour one slow releases it into your system and they wanted it right away.
Oh, wow.
So if you've got a meth addicted friend who's trying to, you want to buy the 8 hour Sudafed along with the best do you can. I'm dead serious.
Yeah. I don't remember anyone drinking coffee. Cause some schools have like breakfast and stuff. Do they have coffee? Can you get coffee on campus at a high school?
What's the downside of a kid?
There's no downside. Their brains are more sharp.
There's a huge downside.
Yeah, I feel like it's not good.
Oh.
Because I think it does actually stunt your growth. It probably messes with your brain.
The doctors say kids under 12 shouldn't have any caffeine at all.
Any caffeine.
And I'm telling you, every child that I've known, like at the age, I got friends whose kids were 3 years old doing a Happy Meal with the jumbo size. Because what else are you going to get with a milk? They don't want a milk with a hamburger. Who's going to eat that? Well, Steve would.
Yeah, but you're right. The kids, they don't want that.
So if your kid had caffeine before 12,
jeez,
they're going to turn out like Steve. They're going to turn out like me.
Yes.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.